Earth Sky.
Welcome to Earth Sky 22, your weekly mix of science and music from Austin, Texas. I'm Michael Brennan. This week, we got a lot of cool stuff happening. The Geminid Meteor Shower, Song of the Week is by Father John Misty, and Jim Eno, producer and drummer in the band Spoon, talks about recording that session. And we've got a song called Life is Rad by Bill Baird. Here's your scientist soundbite.
And this may be what's happening with 3200 Phaethon, and it may be that this rock comet, as they're now calling it, has spawned the Geminid meteor shower coming up on December 13th.
That's skywatching expert Deborah Bird talking about this week's rock comet meteor shower. We'll speak with her in a few, but first, Science News of the Week with Emily Howard. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks. A new study released this week in the Journal of Biodiversity and Conservation confirms that lions are rapidly and literally losing ground across Africa's once thriving savannas due to burgeoning human population growth and subsequent massive land use conversion. Representing the most comprehensive assessment of the state and vitality of African savanna habitat to date, the report maintains that the lion has lost 75% of its original natural habitat in Africa, a reduction that has devastated lion populations across the continent.
A strong undersea earthquake and several strong aftershocks struck near the northeast coast of Japan on Friday, December 7th. It's the same region that was hit by a massive 9.0 magnitude earthquake back in March 2011. A small tsunami hit a small city in the region, but there were no reports of injury or damage. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the epicenter was 6.2 miles beneath the seafloor.
Though they may not go out and buy a shiny new sports car, chimpanzees and orangutans can experience a midlife crisis, just like humans. A new study shows that, as in humans, chimpanzee and orangutan well-being or happiness follows a U-shape that is high in youth, falls in middle age, and rises again into old age. According to the researchers, this study will help us understand the evolutionary and biological factors that affect human happiness as well. These results were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Researchers have discovered ancient microbes living in negative 13 degrees Celsius water in East Antarctica's Lake Vida. The researchers estimate that the thriving colony has been isolated for more than 2,800 years. The microbes live in a brine of more than 20% salinity that has high concentrations of ammonia, nitrogen, sulfur, and supersaturated nitrous oxide, the highest ever measured in a natural aquatic environment. That's Science News of the Week. This week, we're featuring some music that was recorded in a studio here in town during Austin City Limits Festival. Jim Eno is the drummer from the band Spoon, and he owns and operates Public Hi-Fi Studio. You've heard a lot of music he's been a part of here on Earth Sky 22, including The Heartless Bastards, Echocentrics, My Jerusalem, and Shearwater. He recently produced a Spotify session with a bunch of great bands that were in town during Austin City Limits Festival. The sessions are really cool because you get to hear Jim tell some of the stories behind the recordings. Here's Jim Eno to give you the inside scoop on one of those sessions.
The first session we had was Father John Misty. I'd seen the band play probably about a month before ACL, and I'm familiar with their records, so I was very excited to confirm them for the session. The Father John Misty tracks you're about to hear are good examples of how songs on the record have evolved over time as the band has played them live. The band also did a number of overdubs during the session. They did things like bongos, tambourine, shaker. They did a lot of background vocals, and I think all of this added to create very unique versions of the songs. Probably my favorite overdub was the triangle part on the song Nancy. When they play the song live, they play to a triangle loop. I think it comes in on the choruses, but I have triangles here at the studio, so we thought it would be good and sound maybe better if those guys played it, and it would be different than what they do live. So a triangle is a surprisingly difficult instrument to play. You hold it with a string, suspend it, and then hit it with a metal rod, and then use your hand to kill the ring and do all that in at the same time to make it swing and make it sound cool. So they grabbed a couple of triangles, went out into the live room, but they used three guys to actually record the triangle, which was a nice little Instagram photo. One guy holding the string, concentrating to keep it from swinging side to side. Another guy hitting the triangle with the metal stick. And then a third guy doing the muting. And you can hear that in the track. And you can't hear the three guys, but you can hear the triangle. And it sounds cool. Why don't I play a little bit of this isolated triangle overdub? Well, I think that's it. Again, this is Jim Eno from Spoon and Public Hi-Fi Studios. Hope you enjoy the Father John Misty session.
Song of the Week is Nancy From Now On by Father John Misty. It's from the Spotify sessions curated by Jim Eno. Listen up for that triangle.
Oh,
That was Nancy From Now On by Father John Misty. We'll be speaking more with Jim in the coming weeks about other artists on that session. Find it as Spotify Sessions, curated by Jim Eno. You're listening to Earth Sky 22. Find us as Earth Sky on Facebook, Earth Sky Science on Twitter, and at earthsky.org. Deborah Bird is here to talk about something cool for sky watchers, the Geminid meteor shower. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Mike. The Rock Comet meteor shower.
Yeah, what's tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised too when I saw people calling it by that name, but apparently astronomers have been talking about the possibility that there can be these things called rock comets. So,
and what's a rock comet?
Well, so a rock comet would be an asteroid that gets very, very close to the sun and heats up so much that stuff starts to spew off of its surface. And that stuff would be, you know, left behind in the orbit of the asteroid, and it would cause, you know, if the Earth encountered this debris left behind by this rock comet, we would see these particles of stuff streak across our night sky and vaporize due to friction with the air and cause a shower of meteors, also called shooting stars.
So that's what we'll see this week?
Well, so what's going to happen is that there's the annual Geminid meteor shower. And the Geminids are going to take place, first of all, on the peak night is the night of December 13th, the morning of the 14th. So the mornings around that as well, you know, leading the days leading up to the shower, the 12th, the 13th, 14th, right around there is when you're going to see the meteors. The Geminids are a cool shower because you can watch them in the evening as well as between midnight and dawn, just because of the way the meteor stream in space intersects the Earth's orbit. You can watch them in the evening, so that's a good thing. So be sure and watch that shower. But as you stand there gazing at the shower, you need to realize that The Geminid meteors have been a puzzle to astronomers for decades now, and that's because of this very mysterious object called 3200 Phaethon, which now may turn out to be a rock comet.
Cool. So tell us more about 3200 Phaethon.
Well, so the thing is that most meteor showers are caused by comets, and comets are these objects that tend to go far out in the solar system. Sometimes they come near our part of the solar system, but in general, they were formed in the outer solar system, and so they're made of different stuff than asteroids, which are thought to have formed closer in. So asteroids are more rocky, comets are more icy, and so most meteor showers come from comets because these icy comets are very fragile. They're kind of like, they sometimes call them dirty snowballs. Mm-hmm. So they're just kind of packed together, dirty snowballs. And it's easy for them when they come in near the sun for stuff to sort of fall, boil off their surfaces and go, you know, get left behind in their orbits. And that's the debris that we encounter when we encounter any of the major meteor showers, and there are about a dozen major meteor showers and hundreds of minor meteor showers that go on every year. So the Geminids have been very mysterious because a couple of decades ago, astronomers found this object, which they gave an asteroid name. 3200 Phaethon is the way that they name asteroids. It's got that number in front of the name. So that's an asteroid designation. And it looks like an asteroid. If you analyze its light, it appears to be a rocky asteroid, but it spawned this meteor shower. It appears to have spawned the Geminid meteor shower, which is kind of strange because no one knew in the past that that could happen. So, you know, for decades, I've been thinking about this as well. You know, these lines, our language is just this net that's put on top of this nature, the nature of the solar system. And we don't, there's not really this hard and fast distinction between asteroids and comets. And that's certainly true. But now astronomers have begun to talk about this possibility that there actually are more objects out there like 3200 Phaethon may be, and they're calling them rock comets. So just as a comet can come close to the sun and kind of spew stuff off of its surface and litter its orbit with this debris, this cometary debris, so an asteroid, a rocky asteroid, might do the same thing. Come close to the sun, stuff comes off its surface, and its orbit gets littered with debris. And this may be what's happening with 3200 Phaethon, and it may be that this rock comet, as they're now calling it, has spawned the Geminid meteor shower coming up on December 13th.
Wow, very cool. So we'll possibly be seeing pieces of this rock comet
That's right. So let's talk about how to watch the meteor shower.
Okay.
Okay, so the meteor, like all meteor showers, they're best from the country. The good thing about this shower this year is that the moon is going to be out of the way. There's no moon in the sky on those nights, so that's good. So you want to go to a very dark place, lie down, just kind of lounge, you know, take a lawn chair or something like that. The meteors do seem to radiate from the constellation Gemini, which is up in the evening. But you don't need to identify the constellation Gemini to watch the meteor shower. The meteors will appear in all parts of the sky. So you want to go outside on the nights of, you could go as early as the 12th, but definitely the evening of the 13th, or between midnight and dawn on the 14th, or even the night of the 14th, you could go out and try to watch these Geminid meteors. NASA astronomers this year are saying that there might be as many as 100 meteors an hour, wow, which would be a very nice meteor display.
Yeah, and I understand if you stay up all night long, you might be able to catch some planets too.
Well, that's right. There are planets now in the morning. Well, actually, there's planets in all over the sky, in the December sky. So the planet Jupiter is the brightest planet that's up in the evening. It's visible all night long now. It's a beautiful, beautiful sight. We passed closest to Jupiter on December 1st of this year, and it's still very, very close to us, and it's just the brightest thing up there. You can't miss it. But also there are these three bright planets in the pre-dawn sky now, and slightly before the Geminid meteor shower happens, although you may catch some meteors on these nights too, the moon, the waning moon, is going to be passing near the planets Mercury, Saturn, and Venus in the pre-dawn sky. And that's going to happen on the mornings of the 10th, December 10th and December 11th, around those mornings. So come to earthsky.org and check out the charts of the pre-dawn sky on the 10th and 11th, and watch the Geminid meteor shower on the evening of the 13th, morning to the 14th.
Will do. The Rock Comet meteor shower.
That's right.
Exciting. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you, Mike.
Earth Sky's Deborah Bird. Sometimes we need a reminder that life is rad. I think gazing up to see meteors streak across the night sky is a pretty good reminder. Here's a song by Bill Baird titled Life is Rad. Just say yes.
Living in the city, looking for a life, looking for somebody with hope in my wife. Oh, life is rad, life's a bust, and all I can do is thank you.
That was Life is Rad by Bill Baird. And that's our show. This week's show was recorded in Earth Sky Studio in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Special thanks to our musical contributors, Father John Misty, and to Jim Eno and Spotify for sharing that session, Bill Baird, Sleep Good, 100 Flowers, and The Black and White Years. For more, visit earthsky.org. I'm Michael Brennan. Have a great week. We'll catch you next time.
There are too many artists, too much art, and not enough genius, I believe. Science is the art of the next age. There are so many artists, too much heart, and not enough reason, I'm afraid. Silence is the song of the next age. But what we don't know won't hurt us. What we don't know won't keep us up at night. What we don't know won't hurt us. But we don't know, but we don't know, but we don't. What you don't know won't hurt ya. What you don't know won't end, is there a fine? What you don't know won't hurt ya. But you don't know, but you don't know, but you don't.